This week's Torah portion is called Toldot. Jacob and Esau are born to Rebekah and Isaac. The Torah tells us that when the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the outdoors, but Jacob was a mild man who stayed in his tent. Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his trappings, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Rebekah favored Jacob because he was consistently immersed in the study of Torah. In fact, the more she heard his voice engaged in study, the more she loved him. Apparently, Rebekah favored Jacob over Esau to such a great extent that she encourages him to engage in deception. Jacob disguises himself as Esau to trick Isaac into giving him the blessing which was intended for his brother. The Sephorno says that Rebekah loved Jacob, for she recognized the wickedness of Esau. Personally, I am perplexed by this commentary. Firstly, Esau was not all bad. He was very, very good to his father. He honored his father very diligently, which is called Kibbud Av. Secondly, do a child's faults, as severe as they might be, absolve a parent from his or her responsibility to lovingly raise the child without bias? Every parent has to struggle with a desire to favor one child over the other. Each child has different abilities. It is only natural to be enamored with the child whose traits resonate with you. As a result, you might neglect your other child or children. If you have only one child, you might also be tempted to give up on him or her during difficult times. The same principle might be applied to other relationships as well. In contrast to Rebekah, Isaac saw value in Esau. Isaac would eat the venison that his son brought home for him after a day of hunting. From Isaac's perspective, Esau served an important purpose. As a parent, I believe that it is important to value each child and their talents. Some children might be very studious, like Jacob, while others might be better at things that are outside the academic arena, such as sports, cooking, or sewing. A family remains stronger when there are many avenues for a child to take pride in his or her accomplishments. The Talmud tells us that in the future, God will complain to the patriarchs that the Jewish people have sinned. Isaac will emerge as the great defender of the Jewish people. He will proclaim, "Almighty God, though the Jewish people have sinned, they deserve your love because after all, you are their father and they are your children." From all the patriarchs, Isaac was selected for this task, for he had a son, Esau, a wild man of the field. It would have been very easy to dismiss Esau as a bum, and yet Isaac continued to love him. For this reason, only he was qualified to defend the Jews. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please feel free to share these podcasts, which can be found on our webpage at KehilatMoshe.org and on our Facebook and Twitter feeds. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.